أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أذلك خير أم جنة الخلد التي وعد المتقون كانت لهم جزاء ومصيرا لهم فيها ما يشاءون خالدين كان على ربك وعدا مسؤولا ويوم يحشرهم وما يعبدون من دون الله فيقول أأنتم أضللتم عبادي هؤلاء أم هم ضلوا السبيل قالوا سبحانك ما كان ينبغي لنا أن نتخذ من دونك من أولياء ولكن متعتهم وآباءهم حتى نسوا الذكر وكانوا قوما بورا صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some conditions of the fire of Jahannam. Amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the hearing the rage and the roaring of the fire. Makanan dayyika, number two, they will be constrained to a very narrow place. Muqarraneen, they will be chained in it. Da'au hunalika thubura, and they will be crying out for death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds that they can cry out for death many, many times. They shouldn't just cry out once, and all that is not going to be helping. In response and in comparison to that, from ayah number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the comparison and compares that condition to that of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that better, or is the Jannat which is forever and ever for eternity, allati wa'ida al-muttaqoon, which has been promised to the muttaqeen, to those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, better? Yeah, any individual can sit down and do a comparison and an analysis. Look at the ayat of the Quran Kareem, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ni'mats of Jannat, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that speaks about Jannat, and then do a comparison to that of the life of Jahannam, and anyone will come to the conclusion that Jannat is far better and something that one should be hoping and striving for and aspiring for at the same time. Again and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that wa'ida al-muttaqoon, Jannat has been promised to those who have the quality of taqwa, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who abstain from all those things that Allah has made haram, those who become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kanat lahum jaza'un wa masira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Jannat will be a recompense, it will be a reward, and wa masira, an abode and a final destination for those who have the quality of taqwa. Very, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect of Jannat. Lahum fiha ma yasha'una khalidin. That for them is what they desire in Jannat, khalidin, and they will remain there forever and ever. One important aspect is, sometimes we have people asking that would we get this in Jannat, would we get that in Jannat, and the list goes on and on and on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma yasha'un is whatever they desire. It is natural that a person will only desire according to one's rank in Jannat. Whatever the rank is in Jannat, that is where the desire will also stop. So there will be no desire for anything beyond that. In other words, we will not desire something that we cannot get. In this world, our desires will go on, and the desires never ever come to an end, and they are never satisfied, they are never fulfilled. There, according to our rank, so would be our desire, and so would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide those ni'mats. Kana ala rabbika wa'adam mas'oola. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a wa'ada, this is a promise upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mas'oola, which will be questioned, which will be asked for, which will be sought for. Now here we must understand that there is absolutely nothing compulsory upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. To sustain us in this world is not a compulsion upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the sustenance of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. It is because of the compassion of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us in this world. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Mas'oola, something that will be sought for, asked for from Allah. Allah says, Ala Rabbika wa'ada, that it is a promise upon Allah. This responsibility Allah has taken upon Himself. There is no one and there is nothing that can compel Allah. There is no one and there is nothing that can make anything farz or wajib or compulsory upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has taken it upon Himself because of Allah's kindness upon His banda, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that His banda gets jannat. Allah wishes that the banda's desires are all fulfilled, that he has everlasting bliss, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this responsibility upon Himself because of His compassion. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks very briefly once again about a condition on the day of Qiyamah, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ, that on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather, will muster and resurrect mankind. وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, not only mankind, but those objects, those things or those people which man had been worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the worshipper and the worship, the person that worships and the object of worship, both will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask, فَيَقُولُ أَأَنْتُمْ أَضْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي هَا أُولَىٰ, that Allah Rabbul Izzat will ask, that did you deviate the servant of mine? أَمْ هُمْ ضَلُّ السَّبِيلِ, or did they go astray on their own? In other words, were you the factor that deviated them? Did you invite them towards the ibadat? Now one needs to understand that man in the past worshipped the malaika, the angels. The angels didn't ask for it. Man worshipped Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and still does so. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam didn't ask for it. Man worships the sun, the moon, etc. All that. Didn't ask for that form of ibadat, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to complete the argument against man, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will pose this question. So the reply will come, qalu subhanak, they will say, glory be to you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma kana yanbaghi lana an nattakhidha min dunika min awliya, that it was not even suitable for us to adopt besides you, O Allah, any deity, any bosom friend. We ourselves did not look for anyone else besides you. And this will be the response of these deities and objects of worship. So we ourselves didn't turn away from you. How could we turn your creation away from you? وَلَكِمْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ, but the reality is this, and this is the important and also frightening thing, that, O Allah, you had granted them benefit in this world. You had given them the luxuries of this world. وَآبَاءَهُمْ, and also their forefathers. That from the times of their forefathers, they had been living in luxury of this world. They had benefited from the things of this world. حَتَّى نَسُوا الذِّكْرِ, until they had forgotten the remembrance and the advice of Allah. So whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the luxuries of this world, we should make shukr for that. And our shukr and our gratitude should turn us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not away from Allah. It should make us more humble in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat and not arrogant against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we turn away from the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were people that will be destroyed. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.